The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Us right now is the executive vice president of basketball operations, Kirk Lacob, joining us. Kirk was a special request of mine last night. So Raymond Ritter coming through. Welcome, Kirk. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hanging in.
We're good. And we are talking about this game tonight. Let me ask you this, Kirk, because I know you guys got here in 10 or 11. What do you remember about meeting Klay Thompson? Because you were part of, the organization that drafted him, and you and your dad had kind of just gotten here, or were a year or two in at that point.
Wow. Well, meeting Klay, I mean, the whole first few interactions with him are very memorable. Love Klay. I remember watching him. I was in college at the same time for the most part. I was, I think, 1 year ahead of him, maybe two. And I remember watching him and hearing things about him from people I knew. And then obviously I got here and we went through the draft process and we all fell in love with Klay. That was probably the easiest draft pick we've ever made, to be honest. I think that was completely unanimous across the board. It ranges from the Jerry Wester where he walked in and saw Klay for 5 minutes and walked out and said, that's the guy we need to draft. But ultimately, the thing I remember most is we drafted Klay and he flew here as rookies do. And we took him out to dinner. And the dinner was me and Larry Riley and Klay and his parents. It was just the five of us at Pecan, which was an old kind of southern restaurant in Oakland. And we sat there and Klay didn't speak a word, maybe three words. I think it was three or four words in 45 minutes. Michael Thompson, his father, spoke the majority of dinner. Very entertaining. Michael's a great guy. And then at one point, Julie, Klay's mom, just nudged him and was like, Klay, can you say something? I just started laughing. And so that's like the memory, first real memory I have with Klay. But I spent a lot of time with him his first two summers. We had our player development group. And I will never forget, he told me, I left school a year early so I don't have to read books. Why are you asking me to read a book?
Wow.
And he's now, kind of right, he's a voracious reader now.
Yeah.
And we read a book together as a group, and he really loved it. It was about a kid, Demetrius Walker, he grew up with. And I set him up to meet with the author afterwards. And so I remember these early years with Klay. He's always been a really good personal friend of mine and just an amazing character.
Wow, that's good stuff, Kirk. I was asking Stani, you know, Klay coming out of college, could you predict what he is? And, you know, he's on his way whenever that day comes to the Hall of Fame. And just hearing you talk about, obviously, we liked him, Guru, we drafted him. But, I mean, just talk about how far he's exceeded your expectations and the defensive end, the ability to come down. I've seen you ball. You know, you know what it takes. But for him to do that, you know, against the greats, just how far has he gone past your expectations?
I mean, look, if you knew you were drafting a Hall of Famer, you're not waiting until the 11th pick.
Man.
You're trading up. So obviously we thought he was going to be a very good player. We thought he could be a starter in this league. Thought he could be a great match with Steph. And he exceeded all our expectations. And that's on Klay. I mean, he worked so hard. I think the thing that people missed, this is an easy thing to miss, just didn't know how competitive he was. We thought he was competitive. We thought he loved to play. But he was a killer. And he put the work in. He really did. Those first couple summers, he was told, you can really shoot, but what else can you do? And he took that to heart. And he worked really hard. He was in the gym every single day working on defensive slides and understanding rotations. This stuff doesn't happen by accident.
When did you guys kind of figure out that he had an ability to stay in front of ones, you know, point guards, particularly the guys, you know, James Harden, I'm thinking back to those Houston series. When did you guys realize we can be completely comfortable putting him on one of those guys and just letting him do his thing?
I think it was kind of trial by fire. They just said, hey, let's try this out. He's done a really good job working in the summer and in practice. He's shown a competitive streak. He says, I want to guard these guys. You know, I don't remember. I'm not in the coaches' meetings all the time, so I can't remember exactly the point at which they tried it. But I know he wanted to take that on, and he proved people wrong very quickly. You know, people said he had slow feet or he was too big, and he took that, you know, as a personal affront. And I've described him before. It's like, you know, you put a tennis ball in front of a dog, like, he's going to get it. You know, you put someone with the ball in front of him, he's going to guard them.
Yeah.
And that's going to be his sole focus that night. He's going to put all his energy to that. It just kind of happened, I think, organically. And then they gave him a shot at it, and he did such a great job. It was kind of off and running from there.
Kirk, it's so funny with social media and what we do. We're taking calls, and people are, Clay should do this. If I were Clay, this is how he should react. From the Clay Thompson you know, how do you think, what do you think's going through his head tonight, just about all the attention and what tonight means with him coming back to the Bay?
Oh, man. Going into Clay's head's a dangerous place.
Wow.
I really don't know. I don't know. I will tell you what I want is for him to be happy and feel appreciated. That's what I want.
Wow.
I really care about this guy a lot. I love him. He's a great person, was a great Golden State Warrior. I mean, one of the best there will ever be. And so I just hope that he gets the reception that he deserves. And I hope he feels fulfilled, and I hope he feels the love. I don't know how he feels going into it.
Right.
I really don't, but I hope that he comes out of this feeling loved.
Let me ask you this, and we're joined by Kirk Lacob, Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations for the Golden State Warriors. Just looking at this team, your team right now, it's 8-2. You're off to a real good start. What do you make of Steve wanting to play 11 or 12 guys? Is it sustainable? And I'm starting to think that it may be the perfect time to try it, because of how much load managing is going on throughout the league, that if you can somehow get 11 guys night in and night out, maybe that's the way you get through the regular season on a real positive note.
Well, I think Steve is doing a tremendous job coaching. You know, this is what coaching is about. You have a roster in front of you, and you do the best that you can with that roster. He's the one who coined strength in numbers, and so we're taking it,
man,
you know, all the way now. Look, there's no rule that you can only play so many guys. And I think generally, more good players is better than less good players. We've talked about this in various summers with Steve. You know, how do we want to do this? Who can we bring in? And it certainly feels better when you have options than when you don't have options. Now, doesn't mean that it's not hard. We're making his job hard, but it's what he gets paid to do. This is what he signed up for, is to coach the team. And I know he's really happy with everybody in the roster. This is probably the first time he's ever said, I feel comfortable playing every single person any night. That's a great thing to hear. Now, it makes his job harder because he's got to figure out how to keep guys happy and keep them engaged. But he's doing it. He and his staff are doing a tremendous job here. Look, it's the right thing for this team right now, and we're going to see where it goes. It's working right now. Strength in numbers is back.
Man,
let's keep it rolling.
We saw you in the summer, and you know, you mentioned Wiggins was going to stay in town. He kind of was working on his game, per se, and you mentioned the word connectivity, and right now everything is just gelling. I shared with you, I can't get past the playing loss to Sac. I'm still watching it, and now all of a sudden these acquisitions, everything is just coming up roses. But Buddy Hield, has he surpassed the fit that you thought when you identified him as possibly coming to the team? Because he's been a godsend and almost like perfect.
We thought he was a good fit. It turns out he's a great fit. We're really pleasantly surprised. I think Buddy's always wanted to play here, is what I've heard. He's always wanted to be a part of this. I think he fits so well on the court with his movement. I know he's studied Steph and Clay over the years. I've heard that from Chris DeMarco, who obviously coached in the Bahamas. He studied the way those guys play, so he was ready for a system like this. I think the part that we really didn't know the answer to is, how is he going to fit outside of the on-court spot? Man, he might fit even better in the locker room than he does on the court. This guy has just fit in seamlessly. You know, one of Steve's core tenets is joy, and nobody ever has been able to embody that better than Steph Curry. But Buddy comes close. That guy never has a bad day. He is smiling, joking around, having fun every day, and it is infectious, and it's been great.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kirk Lakeup joining us on 95.7 The Game, Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations for the Golden State Warriors. The one thing you guys have talked about, Steve's talked about it, Mike's talked about it, is the way the roster sits right now. You've got flexibility. If something presents itself, it feels like you guys are poised to jump on it. My question would be, if things continue to go as well as they're going, does that make it more or less likely that you might make a move?
Oh, that's a tough question to answer. I think it depends what's out there. It always, you know, there's always context to this. Obviously, if we are the top team in the NBA, yeah, it seems hard to want to break that up at all. Maybe we'll try to add, you know, some small piece. I really don't know. We got to just see how this plays out, yeah. I think. And we're always opportunistic. We're always making sure we know what's out there, what's available, what's coming next. That's part of our job, to know what the possibilities are, and, you know, what that could ultimately cost us. And then we ultimately have to weigh whether there's an opportunity that can make us better or not. So I don't have an answer for that today. We're barely in November here.
Yeah.
We're 10 games in. Really want to see how this team continues to come together and just kind of enjoy it.
Well, speaking of which, and I know it's early, you guys have said as much, but that road trip, I mean, there was a slip up or the hiccup in Cleveland. But outside of that, Kirk, I got to believe you guys are sleeping good at night knowing, like you said, it's early. But, man, you played some heavyweights on that trip and did well. Can you understand fans being excited?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hope they're excited.
Yeah, I mean, man.
Look, the point is to win games, you know, and these were really good teams, really, really good teams. And we were tested a little bit already. Steph missing some games. D'Anthony's missed some games. A couple other guys have been, nicked up here and there. But I think what I've noticed is just this is a resilient group so far. They really like being around each other. It's a competitive group. We've seen that on the defensive end. Defense has been swarming. Really aggressive. I mean, we're finally taking it to people on the defense, something we've been lacking the last few years, and that's really, you know, that's at the core of a team. Like, do you have that in you or not? So we're no longer just defending. We're, like, coming at you on defense.
I see it.
And there's just, they're more on point. I think it's been everybody from Steph and Draymond on down. They're really focused. And Steve and his staff have done an absolutely phenomenal job. So we just got to try to continue to keep it rolling. Vibes are good. Vibes being good is always a good thing. And we're going to hit, you know, some tough periods. Someone's going to get hurt for a period again. But can we have the resilience? And right now the answer is yes. Mm. So, yeah, look, I'm excited. I'm a fan, too.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I hope everyone else is with me.
Yeah, appreciate it. Great start for the Golden State Warriors. They're 8-2. Kirk Lakeup,
yes,
Executive Vice President of the Golden State Warriors, joining us. Thank you so much. What's coming up on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Thank you, Kirk. We'll be right back.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.